Chapter 11. The Universal Form.
O Krishna, you have kindly instructed me on the most confidential spiritual subjects. Thus my illusion has now been dispelled. O lotus-eyed one, I have heard from you in detail about the appearance and disappearance of every living entity, and I have realized your inexhaustible glories. O great one, though I see you here in my chariot, you said that you pervade the entire creation. I accept that. Still, I wish to see how you have entered into this cosmic manifestation. I want to see what I've heard about. You already know that I desire to see this form. This desire has been created by you. Otherwise, I was satisfied seeing your two-armed form. Although I am not qualified, you have all mystic powers and can make me eligible to see this form. My dear Arjuna, I am one, but now behold all the vibhutis and opulences of which I spoke. Hundreds and thousands of divine and multicolored forms. See the different manifestations of Adityas, Vasus, Rudras, and all other demigods. Behold the many wonderful things which no one has ever seen before. Whatever you wish to see, behold at once in this body of mine. This universal form can show you whatever you desire to see, now or in the future. Everything is here completely in one place. But you cannot see me with your loving eyes, which you are now using to see my Madhurya form. Therefore, I will give you suitable eyes to see the form I will now manifest before you. Behold my mystic opulence, Arjuna. Sanjaya speaks, O King! After speaking to Arjuna, the Supreme Lord displayed his universal form. Arjuna saw in that form unlimited mouths, unlimited eyes, and unlimited wonderful visions. The form was decorated with many celestial ornaments and bore many upraised divine weapons. He wore celestial garlands and garments, and many divine scents were smeared over his body. It was wondrous, brilliant, and unlimited. If hundreds and thousands of suns were to rise at once into the sky, their effulgence might resemble the effulgence of the Supreme Person in that universal form. At that time, Arjuna could see in that form the unlimited expansions of the universe situated in one place, although divided into many thousands. Then, bewildered and astonished, his hair standing on end, Arjuna bowed his head to offer obeisances, and with folded hands began to pray to the Supreme Lord. O Lord, I see all the demigods in your body. I see Brahma sitting on the lotus flower, as well as Lord Shiva and all the sages and divine serpents. I see in your body many, many arms, mouths, and eyes expanded everywhere without limit. I see in you no end, no middle, and no beginning. Your form is difficult to see because of its glaring effulgence like the blazing fire of the sun. I see this glowing form everywhere, adorned with crowns, clubs, discs, lotus flowers, and conch shells. You are the ultimate resting place of all this universe. You are inexhaustible, and you are the oldest. You are the maintainer of eternal religion. You are without origin, middle, or end. Your glory is unlimited. You have numberless arms, and the sun and moon are your eyes. I see you with flames coming forth from your mouth, burning this entire universe. Although you are one, you are spread throughout the sky. O Great One, seeing this wondrous and terrible form, all the planetary systems are perturbed. The hosts of demigods are surrendering before you, and entering into you. Some of them are fearfully offering prayers with folded hands, pahi, pahi, praying for protection, while the Maharishis and Siddhas are crying, Shanti, Shanti, let there be peace, let there be peace. All of the Rudras, Adityas, Vasu, Sadyas, Vishvadevas, the two Ashvinis, the Maruts, Pitris, Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, and Siddhas are all beholding you in wonder. O mighty armed one, all the planets with their demigods are disturbed at seeing your great form with its many faces, eyes, arms, and terrible teeth. And as they are afraid, so am I. O Vishnu, seeing you with your many radiant colors touching the sky, your gaping mouths, and your great glowing eyes, my mind is perturbed by fear. O Lord of Lords, refuge of the worlds, please be gracious to me. I cannot keep my balance seeing your blazing death-like faces and awful teeth. In all directions I am bewildered. All the sons of Dhritarashtra, along with their allied kings and Bhishma, Drona, Karna, and our chief soldiers also, are all rushing into your fearful mouths. Some I see trapped with their heads smashed between your teeth. As the many waves of the river flow into the ocean, so do all these great warriors enter blazing into your mouths as moths dash to destruction in the blazing fire. O Vishnu, I see you devouring all people from all sides with your flaming mouths, licking their blood with great anger. Covering all the universe with your effulgence, you are manifest with terrible scorching rays. O Lord of Lords, so fierce a form, please tell me who you are. I offer my obeisances unto you. You are the primal Lord. I want to know about you, for I do not know what your mission is. Krishna speaks. Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds, and I have come to destroy all people. With the exception of you Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain. Therefore arise, prepare to fight and win glory. Conquer your enemies and enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangement, and you, O Savyasachi, can be but an instrument in the fight. So I order you to use all your skill and fight, but do not become proud, for I have already killed them. Drona, Bhishma, Jayadratha, Karna, and the other great warriors have already been destroyed by me. Therefore kill them and do not be disturbed. Simply fight and you will vanquish your enemies in battle. Sanjaya speaks. O King, after hearing these words from Keshava, the trembling Arjuna offered obeisances with folded hands again and again. He fearfully spoke to Krishna in a faltering voice. O Master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid and flee here and there. All this is rightly done. O Great One, you are the original Creator. Why then should they not offer their obeisances unto you? O Limitless One, God of Gods, refuge of the universe, you are the invincible source and cause of all causes beyond this material world. You are the original personality of Godhead, the ultimate sanctuary of this cosmic world. You are the knower of everything, and you are all that is knowable. You are the supreme refuge above the material modes. O limitless form, this whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you. You are the air, you are fire, you are water, and you are the moon. You are the first living creature, Brahma. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you 1,000 times, and again, and yet again. Obeisances to you from the front, from behind, and from all sides. O unbounded power, you are the master of limitless might. You are all-pervading, and you are everything. Thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you. O Krishna, you are only the son of Vasudeva, whereas I am the son of Pandu. Pandu was an emperor, and a great fighter, whereas Vasudeva was only a minister. I addressed you, O Yadava, thinking that you can never become king. I thought, the Pandavas are royal, and still I was kind enough to consider you my friend. I behaved like this out of affection, not because of your heritage. I thought this was my mercy to you. I did not know your glories. Please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times, joking as we relaxed on the same bed, or while sitting or eating together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of others. Please excuse me for all my offenses. You are the Supreme Lord, to be worshipped by every living being. Therefore, I fall down on the ground to offer you my respects and ask your mercy. As a father tolerates the impudence of his son, or a friend tolerates the impertinence of a friend, or a wife tolerates the familiarity of her partner, please tolerate the wrongs I may have done you. After seeing this universal form, I have become happy, but at the same time my mind is disturbed with fear. Therefore, please be merciful to me. Alter your universal form and reveal again your dear form as the Supreme Person. O thousand-armed one, I wish to see you in your four-armed form, with helmeted head and with club, wheel, conch, and lotus flower in your hands. I wish to see you in that form, like the one seen by your father at the time of your birth. You are the Supreme Transcendental Actor, so please change your dress to another form. Krishna speaks. My dear Arjuna, I have gladly shown you this splendid majestic form. Glance upon this form for the last time. It is not magic. It is manifested by my internal energy. No one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine, since it cannot be seen as a result of any practice by one's own endeavor. Neither will this form be revealed by reading the Vedas or performing sacrifices. No one else is qualified to see it. This is such a rare opportunity. So why do you desire to see another form? My dear Lord, I accept what I saw, but I do not want to see the universal form now. Still, you are telling me to see it again and again. My limbs are pained and disturbed, and I was becoming unconscious. I will never ask you to show me this form again. Please forgive me. I wish to see that beautiful form from which nectar comes. Arjun, you have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now let it be finished. My devotee, be free again from all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see the form you desire. Sanjaya speaks. After Vasudeva spoke these words to Arjuna, he displayed his four-armed form and at last showed his own two-armed form. This encouraged Arjuna and banished his fear. When Arjuna saw Krishna in his original form, he said, O Janardhan, seeing this human-like form so very beautiful, I am now composed in mind, and I am restored to my original nature. My dear Arjuna, this form of mine you are now seeing is very difficult to behold. Even the demigods are aspiring to see this form which is so dear. The form you are now seeing cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by performing penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. Anyone who engages in my pure devotional service, free from the contamination of karma and gyan, who works for me and makes me the supreme goal of his life, and who is friendly to every living being, he certainly comes to me.